Feeling better with G. Come along and see. From Spain in third grade. Learning feelings every day. In her own fun way. It's feeling better with G. Let's feel good today.
Hi friends, welcome back to Feeling Better with G. Since our last episode, I moved all the way to Spain. And now I'm in third grade. I'm learning so many new things, but not just in school, about my feelings too. Understanding emotions and learning how to cope with them is really important for growing up, and I want to share what I'm learning with you.
Hi, I'm Randy. I'm G's mom and a mental health therapist. Together, we're here to share fun ways to understand feelings and to feel our best.
Episode 2, Big Feelings, Small Bodies.
Hi friends, welcome back to Feeling Better with G. I just started third grade in Spain, and I'm learning so much about my feelings today. We're talking about what to do when your emotions feel too big for your body.
Story time. Here's a story. Once, I was so frustrated with math homework that I slammed my pencil down and yelled. My body felt hot, and my brain felt like it was spinning.
That's like when I got so mad at recess that I wanted to scream. Instead, I stomped my feet really hard, and then I felt a little better.
Super skill time!
Here's a trick. Stop, breathe, move. Stop before you yell. Breathe in slowly. Move your body. Stomp, stretch, or jump.
Like a wiggle and shake it out.
Challenge time.
Okay, here's a challenge. Your mission this week is to try to stop, breathe, move when your feelings get too big.
Mantra time.
I can calm my body. I can calm my mind. I can handle my feelings.
We hope you enjoy this episode. Love, G.
See you next time on Feeling Better with G.
Keep smiling.
And keep being a great friend. Love, G.
Thanks for listening to Feeling Better with G. Try your challenge this week. Remember our mantra. And keep practicing your super skills. See you next time. Love, G.
Feel good today.
Am I done?